Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Welcome to the Unos Dos Hour of Real Gospel. My name is the X-Man, your radio minister of music. This is Pastor Turk Douglas with Here I Am, Lord, on Real Gospel.
Here I am, Lord.
Can you see me?
Here I am, Lord.
I know you can see.
Here I am, Lord.
Cause I know, Lord, you'll make everything all right.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And I've never, and I do mean this in the history of Real Gospel, I have never been so overjoyed to interview a gospel artist like I'm able to interview you, Pastor Turk Douglas. Welcome to Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you, Evan Lawson. Glad to be with you guys today.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, your song, Here I Am, I love the song. And for a quick disclaimer, you were here in the city of Nashville, Tennessee, where we broadcast from this past Sunday. And you were in town to record with my good friend, Dr. Bobby Jones, for his television show. And you took the opportunity to come visit us and worship with us at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ. And my pastor, Bishop Jerry L. Maynard, allowed you to minister to the people in song. And you sang, and I've got to tell you that you are phenomenal, my friend. You just really, really just an anointed man of God. Your voice is truly anointed, truly.
Thank you.
So you hail from Dallas, Texas. And tell us who Turk Douglas is. How long have you been in the ministry? How you grew up, all those things. Tell us who you are.
Well, like I said, I am homegrown from Dallas, Texas. I'm 52 years old. I have 5 children, 17 grandchildren that God has blessed me with. I think I can, as far back as I can remember, I did my first solo when I was like 8 years old. And I've been singing for God ever since. I started preaching at the age of 18. I pastored for 35 years and then retired and started working on my...
Well, Pastor Turk, Pastor.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we can hear you moving around.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make sure that the people of God can hear every word that you're saying. So for people, this is a real interview. So Real Gospel is where real interviews take place. So sometimes we can get people in the studio and they're at home or whatever, but we do understand for people who don't know that you are taking care of some personal business right now, and you are very busy, and I wanted to grab you when I could, catch you. So as soon as you get to a spot, that's much better. All right. So, pick up where you were saying that you've been preaching since you were 18.
Been preaching since I was 18. I pastored for 35 years at 7 different locations. God blessed me to retire and started working on my music project. I just believe that God has a task for everybody. And once we realize what our task is and we step into God's presence, He'll enable us to do what He wants us to do through His will and not of the will of ourselves. And I think that's one of the things that keeps me going. And in 2005, I lost my kidney due to cancer. And I've been pressing on ever since then. I thought for a while I wasn't going to make it, but God took the cancer away and it has not come back. And I've been doing all the kidney, praising God everywhere I go. So that's about the gist of a quick bio of me.
Amen. You know, you have one of those voices. I mean, it's hard to describe. I grew up partly Baptist, and you have one of those. And I'm not trying to be funny, but it's an old school sound that you normally don't find in today's music. And I remember hearing that type of raspy voice, that old school sound when you ministered at service. So do people normally walk up to you when you minister or after you've ministered and say, oh, wow, man, your voice, wow?
Yes, y'all, I get that all of the time. And even when I'm not performing, when I'm just in a worship service or joining someone else, I have a tendency to not be able to hold my praise in, and it draws people's attention immediately. But I just love praise the Lord. One of the things that I get a whole lot, I used to get upset about it a little bit, but then I saw, it's nothing big, but a lot of people always telling me I look like David Ruffin. And I don't think we look like David at all.
David Ruffin?
From the Temptations.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm going to say this. my wife and I, and for those of you who, you know, you want in on this joke, on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, is a video of Pastor Turk singing at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ. And my wife and I were looking at the video, and I kept saying, I said, you know what? Doesn't he remind you of David Ruffin? And she said, I said, look at him. I said, listen to him. I said, you remember, as a matter of fact, because I'm thinking about the five heart, is it the five heartbeats?
That's the movie, yeah.
The movie. Yeah. So you said David Ruffin, but I'm thinking about, is it David Ruffin, the guy who played, who left the group? You can't take my spot. I know what you're doing. Big Red pulled you to my coattail a long time ago. So, yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
you remind me. That's Eddie Kane. But, yeah, sort of a little bit of both. But, yeah, but that's that. Yeah. Not trying to put you in that vein, but I mean your style of music. And so this CD project, talk to us about this CD project, sir, because like I said, I love the song Here I Am. And as we sat in Bishop's office and he was playing your CD project, we were listening to it, and song after song after song after song after song, I was just sitting there going, wow, this is one of the best CD projects I have heard in a long time. It's just something about how you deliver God's message in your music.
Yeah, well, one of the things when we decided when I decided to sign with AirTrack Records, I wanted to do songs that would reach out to the older audiences as far as Big Mama and their generation. Because today, a lot of we're going so many different ways trying to reach out to different classes of people with God's word. And we tend to forget the roots of where we came from. And that's something that just resonates down in my spirit. I want to sing a song that gives a message to somebody and that they can hear that message and feel it as well. And so, therefore, that's where Hymned Up an Evening with Turk Douglas came from. Here I Am is a single that was written by the CEO of the record label. Her name is Martha Johnson. And when I heard Here I Am, at first I didn't even like it. And then I went home and I started to go over the lyrics again and again, and the message hit me. This is going to be able to tell somebody that you can come before God and tell God, here I am. I got some baggage. I've been through some things. I've had some rough times, but I want God to know that here I am. Come and use me for the ability to reach someone that they might be led and introduced to Christ. I think one of the biggest things that we get caught up on is trying to meet the reach the masses. When God says if we just reach one, the heavens get excited. And so I'm just excited that we have the opportunity to get out there and reach more than one person. And for some young person that may be sitting in their room depressed or drum-hung or downhearted or strung out on drugs or having sexual reality problems, whatever, God can use you and turn all of that bad stuff into something good that's going to work for His glory at His edification.
Wow. That's an awesome message. So does your ministry in song, does that come from a personal place of personal experience, your personal trials and tribulations and your faith walk? Is that you encompass that in your music and you release it into the atmosphere? Is that a safe assumption?
Yes. So I'll share this with you, and there's no shame where it's concerned. In growing up, however you want to say it, got caught up in the drug scene, the addiction with drugs and women and things of that nature. But one of the things during all of that, God never took His hand off of me. He still kept blessing me. I never stopped going to church. I never stopped praising Him because it was just in me. You know, and then it came to a point when He delivered me from that. Then I got that much stronger to realize that I had to go through that so someone else could see when they're in the same position I was in, that you can be delivered, that you can be saved. Just because you go through something, just because you get strung out on drugs, just because people are going to talk to you and downrate you, stop dismissing yourself and know that when you get ready and pull up your bootstraps, then God is already ready right there with you. And he'll carry you on to where he wants you to be. Bob Robert Jones asked me on Saturday, he said, where have you been? I said, inside of me. You know, when God gets ready for us to go where he wants us to go, then he'll make the move. And that's one of our big problems, trying to drive God's car. Let him drive.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That is an awesome testimony. And I feel within my spirit that many, many, many people right now listening to your testimony are getting the faith that they need to press forward, to keep forward in this journey of life. And what advice can you give? And I know you just said an earful, but what advice can you quickly give? We've got a couple of minutes to that person who is struggling with drug addiction and they don't understand the power of Christ.
Well, one of the things that you have to understand, one of the songs on my first CD says, I don't wake up in the morning. And so as you look around.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part, sir.
One of the songs on the Hymned Up album is an old hymn that says, if I don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. Which says to the young people, look around. God is here. He wants to use you. You can see him in the atmosphere. You know he exists. So therefore, just make up your mind that I'm going to call on God and offer myself up to him. Because drugs and alcohol and all of that, those are not the only trials that you're going to come through in your life. There are going to be many other things that the devil is going to try to use to devastate you, to knock you from where you want to be. And when you make up your mind that you're going to walk with God and walk in the journey that God wants you to have, he's definitely going to get on your track. So one of the things that you got to do is know that you can be strong. And the things just don't work out like you want them to. If everything else changes in a 24-hour period, because you're a child of God, whether you're in addiction or out of addiction, you can sing that song that says, if I don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. Like Paul said, I'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord. But while you're down here, allow God to use you for the best of his ability and your ability to get the word out there to somebody. And then I'll say this to the young people. Stop listening to what the haters say to you. The Bible says, David says, that God will make your enemies your footstool. And anything that you got your foot on, you can hold it in that one place. So therefore, you always know where your enemy is, up under your foot. And if you keep your foot on your enemy and keep pressing on, God will give you blessings that you never even thought that would come your way. I think that's the best thing I can give to the young people or anybody, not only young and old, anybody that's seeking to create betterment in their lives.
Amen. The one and only Pastor Turk Douglas. Pastor Turk, how can the listeners find out more about you and your CD project?
Well, such as I said, we're on airtrackmusicrecords.com is the record label. My Facebook page is Reverend Douglas Turk. My email contact is turkdouglas64@gmail.com. And any of the other social media that we have available, the song is on iHeartRadio. It's available to be downloaded on iTunes. So these days, all you got to do is pick up your phone and say my name, which is actually my recording name. It's actually my name turned around. My name is actually Pastor S. Douglas Turk. But for the recording project, the record label turned my name around to Turk Douglas. So therefore, you can go on any of those sites and gain information or schedule bookings. Invite me to your city. I'll come and preach and sing and, you know, whatever the Lord will have me to do.
Amen, amen. And I highly recommend it. You can see his video on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man. Pastor Turk, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on Real Gospel. Thanks for checking in with us, my friend.
God bless you, Brother Austin. You guys go have a great day.
Your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.